Good evening all and welcome to Penrith Council's ordinary meeting of the 30th of November. Please note that due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, tonight's meeting, other than the confidential sessions, are being recorded and live streamed by audio on Council's website. A copy of the recording will be placed on the Council website within 48 hours of the meeting, of this meeting concluding. Council values the unique status of Aboriginal people as the original owners and custodians of the lands and waters, including the lands and waters of Penrith City. Council values the unique status of Torres Strait Islander people as the original owners and custodians of Torres Strait Islands and surrounding waters. We work together for a united Australia and city that respects this land of ours, that values the diversity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural heritage, and provides justice and equity for all. So, councillors, I don't have any leave of absence.
Madam Mayor, the council...
Oh, sorry, Glenn, I should throw to you first for the prayer.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Let's pray. Sovereign God, tonight as we gather as a council, we affirm that you are the giver and sustainer of life. We come together as representatives of our community to make decisions that will benefit this city and the people within it. We come not in a spirit of competition, not as adversaries, but as colleagues. Help us to treat each other with respect, with dignity, with interest, and with honesty. Help us not just to hear the words we say, but also to hear each other's hearts. We seek to be wise in all that we say and do. As we meet, our concern is for this city. Grant us wisdom, courage, and strength. Lord, help us. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Glenn. Councillors, I don't have any leave of absence. It looks like we have all councillors are now online, so there are no apologies. Confirmation of the minutes, which have been circulated from the ordinary meeting of the 26th of October. Could I get a mover for those minutes? Councillor Bonani, seconder Councillor Cartwright. I put that. All those in favour, all those against, declare those carried. Declarations of interest. Do I have any declarations? No declarations? Thank you. No mayoral minutes. Moving on to adoption of reports and recommendations of committees. Have someone to move the Access Committee?
I'll move it.
Councillor Cook? Seconded. Councillor Hitchin? All those in favour? All those against? That carried. The Heritage Advisory Committee meeting of the 21st of October, Councillor Cornish moved, seconded. Councillor Cramrie, all those in favour, all those against, declared that carried. Local Traffic Committee of the 2nd of November moved Councillor Cook, seconded Councillor Cornish, all those in favour, all those against, declared that carried. The Policy Review Committee meeting of the 9th of November. I have a mover. Councillor Presdy, seconded Councillor Fowler. All those in favour, all those against, declared that carried. The Resilience Committee meeting of the 18th of November. Move Councillor Presdy, seconded Councillor Cook. All those in favour, all those against, declared that carried. Thank you, councillors. That now moves us on to the delivery program reports and outcome number two. So we have one and two. Do I have any calls for items one or two?
I'll move item one and item two, Madam Mayor.
Moved. Oh, Councillor Mark Davies, you have a call? Sorry, Councillor Davies, you're on mute.
And Nolan's a bit out of practice. Item one, thanks.
Item one. Okay, you might like to kick off then, Councillor Davies, with item... Oh, okay. So item two was moved by Councillor Jew. I have a seconder for item two.
Okay.
Councillor Fowler, all those in favour, all those against, declare that carried. So item one, Councillor.
Can I have a question on item two? Does that mean that 5 acre blocks are not included in that at all?
Do we have Natasha who might be able to answer that question from Councillor Cramery?
Madam Mayor, the question is in relation to the Cumberland Plain Conservation. Does it apply to the 5 acre lots? Is that correct?
That's right.
In what context could I please clarify?
Councillor Cramery?
Well, when I was reading it, it mentions 20 acre blocks and larger sort of thing, but it doesn't mention anything below that, and I was just wondering.
The 20 hectare lots is in relation to the biodiversity, the bio offsetting program, and that's been the size of the lot that they're basing their bio offsetting on. There is an opportunity for the 5 acre lot to engage in the bio offsetting. However, that's a separate process to this Cumberland Plain Conservation Plan.
Thank you.
So I do have a mover and a seconder for item two. I was in the process of putting that. All those in favour, all those against, I declare that carried. Item one, Councillor Mark Davies.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a couple of quick questions. Number one, I just want to get a bit more of an idea in terms of the consultation that took place in regards to this policy, particularly by the developers around. I mean, it makes reference to it, but you know, what was the consultation? It doesn't really talk too much about it.
I think, Natasha, are you able to answer that question?
Yes, Madam Mayor, ahead of the developer agreement going out and developing up that, we had a developers forum with some key developers that we work with within our LGA. That then informed the basis of providing the scope and the brief to our consultants who prepared the policy.
So are they large developers, smaller ones, mixed?
It was large and a mix of developers. I can refer back to the memo we did provide council at the time of the developers that we did engage with. I can get that memo back to you through you, Madam Mayor.
Yeah, that would be good. Just to be interested to know that. Another thing is, I just wanted to clarify when we're about to sign off on a VPA, does that come to council still or not?
Madam Mayor, through you, yes, it does. We need to come to council to seek council's endorsement to notify the VPA.
All right, so there's a couple of them coming up shortly, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Mark Davies, you're happy to move the recommendations 1 to 5 as printed in the business paper?
I would be until I've seen the memo back again in terms of who was in the consultation, so I'd probably prefer not to until I see
probably
that.
Not. So anyone happy to move those recommendations? Councillor Bratusa?
I had my hand up. I had a couple of questions.
Okay, so first, before we go to that, I'll get a mover and a seconder for the recommendations, and then I'll throw to more discussion on this. So we had Councillor Duke to move. Are you happy to second Councillor Bratusa, or would you rather... Oh, Councillor Cramery's also put his hand up to second, so second to Councillor Cramery. Councillor Bratusa, yes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, just a couple of things I noted in the report, and I'm going to sound picky, but 4.5 on page, bear with me a moment while I get the page 4.8, both have typos in it. So if they could be fixed, that'd be good. I'll read 4.8, amend the policy to include the valuer. Obviously, that's not good English. The other thing I'd like to clarify in 4.13, if I could, it says there that the agreement will require the developer to submit a maintenance schedule. Is it possible to also have the word timeline inserted in there? Because schedule and timeline, with these VPAs, I'm very keen to see they're delivered in a very timely manner, and if there's a a KPI attached to the VPA, that would be appreciated. And 5.4, amend policy to delete the last sentence of this clause. Can somebody tell me what the last sentence is that's going to be deleted, please?
Natasha, are you able to answer those questions?
Madam Mayor, in relation to the last sentence, what's been removed, I'll need to come back to you on that. I don't memorise the policy, unfortunately. In relation to 4.13, point taken, there is a process map in the VPA which does include that a timing needs to be provided for the delivery of the works. So, yes, take that on board and note the typos.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any other questions of Natasha on this particular one? No. So the recommendations have been moved and seconded. All those in favour? All those against? Declare that carried. Thank you. Item number two, submission. Oh, we've already dealt with outcome number three, which are items 3 through to 6. Do I have any calls for any of those items?
One moment, please.
Sorry, Councillor Cramery, which one was that?
I'm just trying to get them up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were trying to read the report.
No, I think that we should speak to item 5. And I would also like to speak to item 4.
Item 4 and item 5. Do I have any further calls for item 3 or 6? Have someone to move those? Councillor Greg Davies moved, seconded Councillor Cartwright. All those in favour? All those against? Declare those 2 carried. Councillor Cramery, item 4, are you moving the recommendations?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'll move the recommendation. I can remember a long time ago, when 10 years ago, when we did this with Hawkesbury Council, we had the driftway being a dirt road and it was a real mess. Hawkesbury was getting the rates from it, but our residents were stuck with the dirt road. And the government came on, I did a bit of work on that one, and the government came on board and did 50% and we did 25% each. And that was a great step forward. And I'd like to see that this continues, that people who understand this is a very good report, and I thank the officers for it.
Thanks, Councillor Cramery. You've moved the recommendation. I have Councillor Thain as seconding those recommendations. Any further discussion on that one? No? I'll then put the recommendations. All those in favour? All those against? Declare that carried.
And I'll move that item 5.
Item 5, you're moving that recommendation?
Yes, I think it's a wonderful...
Sorry, I'll just get a second to Councillor Cramery. Councillor Ross Fowler, thank you.
Yeah, this is naming a bridge after Craig Ross, who was a stalwart of our council for many years as an officer, and he did great work. Unfortunately, he liked his steak as a blue steak, but other than that, he wasn't a bad fellow. And I think it's a great thing that we have put something in posterity for him to name the bridge after him. Now, 23 years as an engineering assistant, and then he was promoted. But I think that it's something wonderful to name after a person like this so that he is remembered. People probably won't know what for, and maybe there can be a plaque attached to the bridge and stating the reasons why we had named it.
Yes, I've already raised that, Councillor Cramery, and the officers are taking that feedback on board as well. So, yes, that will happen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Fowler.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, wholeheartedly support the recommendation, and it's a fitting tribute to somebody who was very instrumental in designing the flooding and looking after flooding within the Penrith City area. He was very knowledgeable about flood levels, where they were, and certainly went around and asked a number of people who experienced floods what their thoughts were and where the water levels went to. He just didn't take a map as being the be end all of it. He actually went and made inquiry and proper analysis of where the flooding went to and what levels it went to and which years it happened. But he was certainly very instrumental also, and had exceptionally good relations with the Department of Main Roads. And in those days, the relationship between council and DMR was pretty good. And when we were looking for some funding or we needed a little bit, Craig knew which buttons to press in there and who to talk to get that additional bit of funding or get some work done that had to be done. So, a well and fitting reward for his efforts in relation to his contributions to Penrith City Council over the years.
Well said, Councillor Fowler. I don't have any further indications of anyone else speaking, so I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? All those against? Declare that carried. Thank you. We then move on to item number 7, which is the... You're moving it, Councillor Cramery?
Second, Madam Mayor.
Seconded, Councillor Cornish. Do I have any discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Councillor Cramery?
I found it very interesting that we put out 5,000 letters and we only had 3 submissions, and 2 of them were about raising Warragamba Dam. There was one where it referred to a pit blockage during a storm event in 2020. And so the people of Emu Plains, Emu Heights, who are affected, nobody has complained about this. So it proves that what we have put out is common knowledge to them, because they have experienced it in 2020 and on other occasions. So I thought it was very good that the community aren't in uproar, that the community are with us on this one. And I can't emphasise to councillors the importance of this one itself. We had the report to council before, and this is a response to it. I would ask you all to make sure you familiarise yourself properly with this one, because being on the escarpment, we get the water coming down from Blue Mountains and then through our area and down to the river. It's an area where we can have a flash flood or we can have a slow flood. It's a very important one to the Council of Penrith. So I have pleasure in moving it, and I again thank the council officers for the work that they've done on this.
Thank you, Councillor Cramery. Councillor Cornish, you wish to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, I'd like to thank the council officers. They've done a lot of work in this. This subject has actually come to the forefront again now. Last week I was contacted and interviewed by the AM program over whether people were aware of the flooding risks in Penrith. And I think it goes further than that, especially in Emu Plains, where we end up with a flood island as the Nepean backs up. And people need to understand why council is putting these orders on their properties is for their own safety, because on average we have a flood every 2 years. Having said that, we haven't had a flood in 30 years, so the next one I expect to be quite big. I note Madam Mayor, you had an interview regarding something similar as well. So the press are onto it, but I want to make sure the public are onto this. And this is a great report, and a hell of a lot of work's gone into it. The thing that is really lacking in the Penrith area is flood evacuation that won't go under when it starts flooding. But fantastic report.
Thanks, Councillor Cornish. No further discussion. Councillors, put those recommendations 1 to 5, all in favour, all against. Declare that carried. Item number 8 and number 9. Do I have any calls for either one of those items? Can I have a mover for those items? Councillor Presdy, seconder Councillor Aiken. All those in favour? All those against? Declare it carried. Item number 10, which is the sport field lighting and various sites. No calls for item 10. I have a mover.
Question.
Yes, Councillor Greg Davies. You're happy to move the recommendation, Councillor Davies?
Just need to get some questions answered, I'm happy to.
Okay, so do I have someone who's happy to move the recommendations? Councillor Cartwright, seconded Councillor Fowler. Yes, Councillor Greg Davies, question.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. In the successful tenderer did two other jobs for us, according to the report, at the Cambridge Park and one other one. Can someone advise me whether those jobs were completed at the tendered cost, if there are any variations, or if we had to fix any of the work that wasn't done exactly as we wanted?
Mr. Stephan, or?
You're coming. Were they? Yep.
Here you go.
We'll have to take that one on notice. I don't recall any off the top of my head, and usually if there's major variations, they come to me to authorise. But so I'll have to take it on notice, inquire of the officers, and come back to council. Variations are usually for latent issues or additional requirements, and we're quite focused on if they're just because someone's tendered less than what they thought they should have. So it's really a strict process we go through before variations are approved. But I'll come back with a memo on that.
But my next question, are we in a hurry to put this tender through?
Yes, we need to have all the work completed by the 30th of June next year for the local roads and community infrastructure grant funding. It is time limited.
Okay, well, look, I'm happy to, well, it's already been moved and seconded, I'm happy to accept that. Could I ask for a third part to that recommendation in that, and I think we should do this with all tenders, that on completion of the tender, we get advice as to whether there were any variations, what they cost, and whether the work was completed by the tenderer at the standard required, rather than just let them go and finish it. So just asking that in future, when something's done, once the fields are done, that we get a full report indicating that it was done to what we wanted and there were, if there are any variations, what they were, etc.
Through you, Madam Mayor, can I suggest that perhaps we do that on a quarterly basis so they can be grouped up, otherwise the agendas could be quite clogged up. We deal with lots and lots of tenders, but pulling them together may be a good idea.
Well, look, I'm happy to accept that. I'd like to see if, and look, I'm not disputing that the council's on top of all these things and make sure they get done, but I just would like to see that from my own personal viewpoint, that if there is any variations or whatever, how much they're worth and what had to be done, what was the reason for the variations, etc. And just so that it's quite clear that I assume that there's going to be variations on different occasions for whatever happened. People might find something in the land, asbestos or something like that, but I don't know. But if we could get a quarterly report on how the tenders are going, and and what if any additional costs, etc., from variations may well be. That'd be great.
Madam Mayor, I might just say it's been a while, but we were trying to go for a 6-monthly report on that basis, and with COVID we haven't had a chance to do it, but there was one pre-COVID that we did, so we'll make sure we can do that, and it's timely to do that, and we'll do that early in the new year. If you'd like to wait till this one, specific one's finished, I can put that in the calendar for when this is finished and done.
Thanks, Mr. Stephan.
Thanks, Brian.
Councillors, no further discussion on this particular item? No? So it's been moved and seconded. All those in favour? All those against? Declare that carried. Thank you. Moving on to items 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Do I have any calls?
11 and
12. 14. So I have Councillor Cornish for 11 and 12. And I have Councillor Presdy for 14.
And Councillor Hitchin.
And Councillor Hitchin for 14.
Yes.
Move the other two, Madam Mayor.
And you move the other 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes. Yeah. I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Fowler. Yes. So items 13, 15, 16 and 17 have been moved. Councillor Fowler seconded Councillor Thain. Yes. All those in favour? All those against? Declare those items carried. Go back to item 11. Councillor Cornish, your call. Are you moving the recommendation, Councillor Cornish?
No, Madam Mayor.
You're not. Okay. So, councillors, do I have a mover for the recommendation?
I'll move it.
Councillor Cranmery's moved it. Councillor Fowler has seconded. Okay, Councillor Cornish.
Yeah, just one question on that. The temporary replacement car parking, will that be in place before the Allen Place car park area is shut?
So we have a question. Is that Mr. Moore or answering this one?
I understand that this request is for a plan of redefinition for the Allen Place car park. It's to enable the paper requirements to enable the road to be created. I'm unclear as to the reinstatement of the car park, and that may, and I'm guessing here, but that may be related to the City Park project and the timing of its works. This report responds to effectively the titling to make the appropriate areas road resolution.
If I can just add to that, I think Councillor Cornish's question relates to the temporary car parking that's been proposed out alongside the current Estina development once it's completed. The timing for that was March and would be in advance of the parking being taken away through the other project.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
And Madam Mayor, I might add to that, it will depend when Estina bump out of their temporary compound on that car park. But we're looking at Allen Place car park coming out in August, so between March and August we'll have a replacement car park over there at Judges.
Thanks, Mr. Stephan. Councillors, do I have any further discussion on this particular item? Has been moved and seconded. I put those recommendations. All those in favour? All those against? Declare that carried. Item number 12 is the Soper Place partial road closure. So do I have a mover for this one? Councillor Hitchin, seconded Councillor Cartwright. Councillor Cornish. So Councillor Hitchin, yep. Do you wish to speak first or... No, Councillor Cornish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So I was at Bob Jane team up in there, I think it is, the Thai place, prior to hearing about this from Council, and they told me that it was being closed because they were advised. But will their business be affected by this, because they're a very busy sort of a place there, and they were told that when I spoke to them that their entrance will be cut off for a certain amount of time. Is that true? Because that's very damaging to their business.
So who's that? But is that you, Nathan, or is it Ms. Moore?
Again, I'm happy to take the question, Madam Mayor. We have, as part of that project, undertaken extensive consultation with the affected landowners and tried to ensure that all impacts from a future change in use, land use development, will be best managed. It's just part of good project management for us to continue to work with our stakeholders to achieve that as an outcome. This report really is just for the road closure, which will not affect Bob Jane teammate as an operator, and really talks to the rationalisation of boundaries for that future project area.
However, Madam Mayor, there's a lot of piping being done there at the same time for stormwater and drainage, which of course makes closures, and I don't know if that's fitting in with this proposal, but that's the concern that they have there. So it's all in the one project, so I think it needs to be spoken to.
Councillor, you had a question? Councillor Aiken, I can see your hand. Do you have a question?
Yep. Look, it's very important that the tyre service there has access and plenty of good signage. Tempe Tyres is probably the most aggressive tyre company in Sydney. They're just opening up on Castle Bay Road. The local business people and the smaller tyre services are freaking out, really. So we've got to make sure we make it as easy as we can for them.
Madam Mayor, may I make a suggestion that council officers go and have a discussion with Bob James team just to give them a face-to-face update on what's happening to reassure them?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. So we have the recommendations as printed in the paper there. We have them moved and seconded. All those in, and no further discussion, I don't see any further hands. All those in favour? All those against? Declare that carried. Thank you, councillors. We will now be moving on to general business.
14, Madam Mayor.
14. Madam Mayor, 14. I did too. I'm very sorry. I skipped over item 14. It's in the middle there. So I have a mover for the recommendations for item 14, Councillor Presti. Seconded, Councillor Trish Hitchin. Yes, Councillor Presti.
I just wanted to actually just say I think it's very appropriate that we've nominated The Haven as the designated charity for the Mayor's Golf Day tonight, given that we are in the 16 days of global activism against violence against women. Unfortunately, domestic violence is a very significant problem in the local area, and any support that we give to organisations like The Haven, which is doing such a brilliant job, is welcome, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Thank you, Councillor Presti. Councillor Hitchin.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I actually have to declare a conflict of interest. I'm a director of the Haven Women's Refuge. I merely wanted to say that on behalf of the Haven, thank you so much for choosing us to be your charity for the Golf Day. I don't know if you're aware, but two women were killed today in Australia through domestic violence. Since COVID, our figures have gone up by 20%. And our ability to raise money to keep the Haven going has dwindled to zero during COVID. So this to choose us as your charity is such a great time, because we're in such great need. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Hitchin. Any further discussion, councillors? I don't see any more hands. So I'll put those recommendations as printed. All those in favour? All those against? Declare it carried. Thank you. That ends our delivery program reports, and we will now move on to general business. Oh, sorry, Councillor Greg Davies.
Oh, no, sorry, Madam Mayor, just in general business. I didn't send something through to you, unfortunately, and I was going to do it tonight, but I couldn't with the computer, but I do have something in general business I'd like to raise.
With my indulgence, most definitely, Councillor Davies.
Do you wish me to do it now?
Yes, you can do it now, yeah.
Okay, for the benefit of other people I haven't spoken to, and there's a couple of council, I apologise, I haven't spoken to. The Black and Red Beverly Warriors women's team are sponsoring a women's Indigenous knockout competition at Kingsway on the, I think it's the 6th of February. They will have about 16 teams so far that will be coming from all over New South Wales to go into the knockout comp. It's the first knockout comp that we've held in, it's been held in Western Sydney in about 30 years or something. And it's interesting, given what was just said about the Haven, the Shailene Bent is going to be leading the team. She is currently the ambassador for tackling violence. And she's also a New South Wales State of Origin player. They're looking for some support. They do have some packages available, sponsorship packages available, which I would like council to be part of, given the importance of what they're doing for not only for women's sport, but for Indigenous women's sport. There is a goal package available for, I think it's $7,500, and what I would like, if possible, is to get council to take one of those gold sponsorship packages, funded $2,500 from each ward. I think it's going to be great for Penrith. I think we'll get, with 16 teams coming from over New South Wales, they're not just coming for the day, they're coming from Kempsey and other region parts of New South Wales. So it's obviously going to be a generator for the economy. And I know it's a, the team is called Blacktown Red Belly Warriors, but they are playing in Penrith. And I understand, I've managed to talk Blacktown into sponsoring them as well, and I would like to see us be part of it, given that they're playing at the Griffith at St Mary's. So I'm hoping that we should be able to do that tonight.
Thank you, Councillor Davies. So I'm happy to accept that as an urgent motion, that 2,500 from each of the three wards voted works go towards sponsorship of this team. So Councillor Davies has moved that. Councillor Aaron Duke has seconded that. All those in favour?
Yes.
All those against? Declare that carried. Thank you.
Just add to that, the sponsorship pack includes ruby sleeve sponsors, ruby polo shirt sponsors, we'll have our name out everywhere they can possibly think of. So I've got details of the package, which I think I've already sent through. So, I'm happy and glad the council will support that. I think it's a great idea. Thank you so much, other councillors, for your support.
Well done for bringing it to attention of council, to Councillor Davies. Have one from Councillor Aaron Duke.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I have a similar motion as well for an allocation from Voted Works. I've been approached by the community group that runs the English language classes at the Thornton Community Centre. They've been running these classes for a couple of years now, and they've self-funded them largely through bullet point donations, but also with previous support from Lancom, as well as a community grant. But they've come at a sort of an impasse now with ongoing funding to cover the rent of the Thornton Community Centre. So they've asked for a very small contribution of $600, which would cover 1 hour of classes per week for 10 months to pay for the centre and to be able to continue that class. So I would just ask if we can support that community group with $600 to support the good work that English language class does.
And Councillor Duke, you're proposing that comes from North Ward Voted Works?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
I'm happy to accept that as an urgent motion. So that's been moved. Councillor Duke, seconded.
Second that.
All those in favour? All those against, declare that carried. Thank you. So other items of business?
Before we go, are we going to committee the whole now, or are we still in general business?
We're still in general business, Councillor Davies.
Okay. Can I...
There's still a number of items there from councillors for general business.
Okay. Do you want me to just jump in quickly now or not? It's just a question, that's all.
Yes.
Okay. We used to get business papers delivered, briefings, business papers, policy and review. We stopped that because it was available digitally, which I think was a great idea. Unfortunately, while we're doing Zoom meetings, it becomes extremely difficult if you haven't got a business paper in front of you. I just wanted to know if what the other councillors' opinions were, but I would like to see us go back, at least during these Zoom meetings, to actually having that business paper delivered so that we could have a look at it and go through it. So I would ask what the general opinion is. I certainly could do with one, and if any other councillor does, it would be handy. I know it's expensive because you've got to print them, but we have to print some anyhow. Delivery isn't that bigger argument. We have people out the road that can deliver them. So I'm just wondering if that would be possible while we're having Zoom meetings.
Councillor Davies, if we could take that to the governance officers and they can consult with councillors individually as to what their particular needs are. It may be a case of getting a second screen, for instance, to be able to access the business paper on another screen. I don't know, but maybe if we take that offline rather than have that discussion in this forum, that governance have a chat to what the individual councillors' needs are, because they're all likely to be different, and then we'll work out a way forward. There's only one more meeting for this year left, and hopefully we can get something in play by then. Is that okay?
Well, I'd be happy to do that on any individual basis. I don't care whether it's another screen or whatever. I do know, though, that when you're going through, if you're scrolling through, looking at things in the business page, it becomes very difficult with the time you've got to deal with all these things. And just before, so I'm happy to accept that. Just before I'm finished, I would ask, can we get another report back on the Rockwell site? I know we put it through the policy and review previously. But can we get a report?
Councillor, I think, can I just stop you there at the moment? There is a confidential item later on that we will be discussing.
Okay, I'll wait till then.
Thank you. Moving on to Councillor Cornish, you have a couple of items.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There's six of them. I've numbered them up the top corner, so we're both on the same page, literally. Number one, the condition of the Whitewater Stadium Road is dangerous. It is absolutely disgusting at the moment. Kids could use that as a BMX track and fly through the air. It's terrible. What has been done to have this this dangerous accident, this road, fixed, and who is responsible? Is it state government? So I would like to know on that, because if we don't get this thing fixed soon, I think we're going to have to shut it down because it's just too dangerous for small cars. Anyone who hasn't been on it, please go down and have a look. Item number two.
Before you go up that one, Councillor Cornish, I believe the council should get some warning signs, subsidence or something like that, and put it out there before somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. Item number two, Madam Mayor, Skipton's Arcade are fining people who park there for over 2 hours. The information signage about this is hard to find. My questions are, is that legal for them to do it and under whose authority? And two, if they can, shouldn't they have the signs where you enter the arcade? Because, I find that pretty appalling. I've heard nothing about it until people have been fined. And people just don't see this little sign that's stuck on the side, which I did point out to some council officers and councillors on when we were out the other day. So could I get some information on that to all councillors? Number three. This one's a better, a happy one. The Reanimate Penrith is fantastic. You know, I reckon it's going to be a great hit for the kids. We went around and had a look at it. Fantastic to see. Could we possibly approach Penrith Panthers to see if they would like to do a season launch, as we've already paid for the technology for 12 months, where we have the Panthers players with these, what do you call these things, where they project them? Pokemon style. If
hologram,
they have the,
hologram.
Sorry?
Hologram is what you're
looking for. Hologram's the word I'm looking for. I'm an old guy. If we could have these holograms with the players dotted all around Penrith and St Mary's and all around the shopping centres of different players, whether you've got Cleary kicking a ball at you or someone giving you a head-high tackle, you might have the whole team out the front of Panthers itself. There could be a great variety of things done with that for the season launch, and if Panthers would come on board with us on that, I think it'd be a great promotion for Penrith and its flagship team. So if we can have someone approach them and get some feedback, that'd be fantastic. Number four, HRCC, the general manager has informed me that their weed harvester, they cannot launch it from the new boat ramp due to the configuration of the new boat ramp. They have to bring in cranes to do it. So I don't know what can be done there, but if council officers can liaise with HRCC on that matter, and you know, you may have to just open the old ramp just for them. Item five. The M4 surface, especially in the curbside lane, between Mamre Road and Kent Road and Mamre Road, heading eastbound, is in a shocking state at the moment. Now, we're getting Mamre Road upgraded, and I was surprised to see there was nothing on there about the M4 underneath. I was on that today, and that was terrible, and I was on it the other day, and I was surprised. I thought I must have been imagining it the first time. Can we get onto RMS about that, please? Number six. With the changing of the new commuter car park that's proposed for Emu Plains is going to be paid for, does the state government plan to make all commuter car parks in Penrith and the West into paid parking, which is going to put an unfair tax on the people of Penrith and the western suburbs? Can we have information of what their intentions are? Because that's like putting up the train fares by stealth. So that's an important issue because the people in Penrith have to travel. And Madam Mayor, just a quick one with your indulgence. Today's events were quite horrid with what China did with the portraying an Australian soldier as holding a knife to the throat of a child, and we know it was a false picture, and this was a minister of China. I think we should discuss whether we should suspend our sister city's activities and connection with China until that's resolved, because that is a blight on our whole nation and many of our soldiers in the large wars, and recent wars have come from St Mary's and Penrith.
Thank you, Councillor. Yes. We'll get a memo reply back for that one. Councillor Brutusa, you had a couple of items.
Thanks very much, Madam Mayor. One of the items, unlike my councillor colleague Greg Davies, who celebrated his 80th birthday yesterday and needs to go to TAFE to do a computer course. Happy birthday for yesterday, Gregory. One of those items is in Committee of the Whole, so I'll let that slide across to that. The other one is in relation to an extremely good initiative by Penrith City Council. I want to pay kudos to who was responsible for it with regards to the Energy Saver option rebate through Endeavour Energy. Just a question to whomever was responsible. It is only to some suburbs, Glenmore Park, Jamison Town, Kingswood, Penrith and South Penrith, and the places are limited. Why wasn't it extended through the whole LGA area?
Madam Mayor, I can provide an update on that, and we'll provide MEMO to all councillors as well to provide some additional detail. It's a targeted program by Endeavour Energy, so they selected the five suburbs that they needed to target, and that was on the basis of energy demand within those suburbs and the network that was required. So we can certainly provide some additional information as to how that was responded and why the numbers were limited as well.
And what was the win for Penrith? Would Penrith City Council receive a financial benefit, or was it just purely and simply helping out the residents?
That was to help out our residents, Madam Mayor. So there was a report to the Residents Committee, so we'll provide some more details. It's not just that program. There are a number of programs that they're running in terms of energy savers. So there's an opportunity for all residents of the LGA to download an app, get some tips around how they can reduce their energy costs throughout the summer months in particular, and participate. It's free. And it's through the provider, so it doesn't matter who your supplier of electricity is, it's through the network operator. So we'll provide some more details from me now.
Excellent initiative. And Madam Mayor, considering you're being very generous with your indulgence, thank you.
I'm happy to indulge you, Councillor Bertuzzi, yes. Thank you
very much. I did send an email requesting that the entrance point to Jordan Springs, the trees have well and truly overgrown and make the traffic lights completely difficult. You can't see them until you're right upon them. There is an accident waiting to happen there, so I'm not sure whose responsibility it is to trim those trees, but somebody needs to look at that. And similarly, I'm not sure who's responsible, but it would be good to actually get a sign that says, this is Jordan Springs, turn right. So just flagging those two points. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Are they over 3 metres tall?
Thank you, Councillor Bertuzzi. Moving on to Councillor Cramry.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I put in a request for cards to be made up that could be carried in council vehicles so that when they see apple of Sodom or fireweed, they can drop one of these in the letterbox. The amount of properties I see on 7th Avenue Landilo with Apple of Sodom and the detour with Kings Hill Road or Littlefield Road, whichever one's got the detour at the moment, it's shocking around that detour. We've just had a program where HRCC have done a lot of work for us and we had it well and truly under control. But it's because the birds eat the berries and then sit on the fence and do what they do, we've got it all on the fence lines coming up again. We have to stay on top of it. If this gets through to our national parks where it's not visible, it's going to be a disaster. We need to stay on top of this. So I'd like to see a draft of what these cards are before we start putting them out and what the situation is at the moment. Where are we with them?
Is that the only one you're speaking to, Councillor Cramry?
Did I have another one in there?
No, that'll do. Thank you. Councillor Presti? Oh, sorry, Councillor Cook. Councillor Cook, you also had a... No? Ah, it's Councillor Presti. Sorry, I'm misreading. Okay, thank you. The first one I wanted to raise was I'd like a memo back in relation to what COVID-19 registration protocols we'll be using in terms of our hiring out of community facilities, our halls and community centres, whether or not we are going to be having a QR code for people to use to register, or whether the hirers will have that as their own responsibility, and if we are going to have the QR code, just some details to all councillors in terms of the collection and retention of the information that will be connected to those QR codes. And my second point is, I must say, I was a little surprised when watching a YouTube video. I had an ad for celebrating Council's 10 years of FOGO. Now, while I think it's great that we've got 10 years of FOGO, I was very surprised to see it pop up as a YouTube ad. So if we could get some details on what we're actually doing in terms of advertising on social media platforms such as YouTube or online gaming, because I've also had ads for Penrith Council surveys and when playing games online, it would be appreciated to know, firstly, what campaigns are we using to advertise, what campaigns are we advertising through social media? Secondly, are we targeting it in any particular way? And finally, what measures are we actually using to measure the cost effectiveness of such advertising? Because as far as I'm concerned, it's not very effective if people just click on skip ad as soon as possible. If it's part of a package for that we've purchased, which includes sponsored Facebook ad content, well, that's one thing. But if it is a separate social media spend, I would like some details on that, please.
Thank you, Councillor Presdy. So that being...
Your indulgence, Madam Mayor.
Oh, I'm very indulgent tonight, Councillor Cramery, yes.
One of the things that I've noticed today and over this last week, a lot of the trees that Council has planted look like the lemon-scented gum or the betony gum that sheds their bark and are extremely messy. We're in the process of trying to green the city. We're trying to hold trees. The amount of bark that's blocking up drains at the moment, I'm just wondering whether Council has taken this into consideration with the type of trees that it plants and what we're going to be like. You know, with the wind at the moment, with the bark and the leaves and the sticks, we're going to have big problems if all our drains block up. So I'd just like somebody to have a look at that and come back to me on that, please.
Okay. I'm sure we can do that. Thank you, Councillor Cramery. So, councillors, that concludes our general business for this evening. As per the agenda, we will be moving into Committee of the Whole to deal with confidential business. Could I have a motion that the meeting be closed to discuss confidential business as recommended in item one?
Move that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded.
Okay, so that's moved Councillor Carney, seconded Councillor... Who was?
Jude.
Sorry, I couldn't see you there. All those in favour, all those against, declare that carried. Councillors, I have recommendations of Committee of the Whole items 2 to 6. Can I have someone to move and second those recommendations? Though those are moved, Councillor Fowler, seconded Councillor Greg Davies. I see your hand there. All those in favour? All those against? I declare that carried, and those recommendations will be made available on Council's website tomorrow. Thank you all very much for your participation and contribution for the meeting, and good night.